would you like a bag?
Past the rainbow of produce, on the opposite end of the aisle from checkout, and just before the cooler, stocked with locally brewed beer, are a couple of young women filling clear plastic bags and talking about breakfast.
Well, I'm in the process of an oatmeal excursion.
Nasima Easton went to college in Greensboro. She works downtown and stopped in on the first day Deep Roots Market was open at its new location. The co-op is about 4 miles removed from its last spot and has about four times as much space with its own parking lot.
I love co-ops. I liked it in its old location, but this is beautiful. So I'm really stoked to have it. It's biking distance from a lot of great places. Having a co-op nearby that I can support easily and come into, and that's so pretty, is really nice.
Deep Roots Market is the first one-stop grocery option in downtown since an A&P closed in the early 1970s. Durham and Raleigh do not currently have a downtown grocery store, while Charlotte has multiple options. The food is almost entirely organic, much of it local, offering meat, seafood, and for the first time, beer and wine.
We also choose to work with local vendors as much as we can. And so that combination helps circulate more money in the local economy.
Joel Landau is the general manager of Deep Roots. He's wearing a blue shirt and his eyes are darting all over the place during this inaugural day. He answers questions, receives congratulations, and makes sure operations are running as smoothly as can be.
We're a community-minded, mission-driven organization. It's not just the products we sell. It's also being a place where people can form community. We have a community room that's available for groups to use. We'll start hosting classes and seminars soon.
The co-op model is aimed at service more than profits. Instead of stockholders, co-ops offer equity shares for $100 each. One equity share per household is good for life. In good years, there are small dividends for the owners, $50 or so. Membership isn't required to grab groceries.
I think it's significant for downtown because, in a way, it's an acknowledgement that downtown has been growing and evolving as a residential community.
That's Andrew Broad, an economist with UNC Greensboro. He says Deep Roots Market is in a very smart location within downtown, on the northern edge, adjacent to the affluent Fisher Park neighborhood.
A lot of economic developers will talk about the three R's of downtown development: residential, restaurants, and retail. And downtown Greensboro has been growing at least two of those R's for quite a while: restaurants and residential.
During the past decade, the downtown population has tripled in size. Dozens of new food options have emerged, and residents welcomed a new minor league baseball stadium and city center park. Neighborhood leaders from other parts of the city are excited for that growth, but continue to urge developers and city leaders to help bring more choices to so-called food deserts elsewhere in the city. For now, the newest grocery option is downtown. Yesterday, Deep Roots Market had another 50 people buy equity shares, and today there will inevitably be more conversation about fresh fruit, cage-free eggs, and oatmeal. Jeff Tabiri, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.